This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Loose cannon goes off again, blows up part of White House. What's that famous Hunter Thompson line? Something like, when the going gets weird, the weird turn pro, I think. But there I was, like much of the rest of America, with a 3 a.m. wake-up call for a 5:15 a.m. flight, but unable to not read one article online after another in the Times, Washington Post, and Journal about the latest meltdown of government, as we have come to know it in good times and even bad, as we watch with our mouths open the devaluation of the U.S. to the level of a banana republic, except with bombs and one of the largest armies in the world. Oh my goodness. In one day, still reeling from the political obtuseness and self-delusion that Democrats and the country would applaud his firing of FBI Director James Comey in the middle of the FBI's investigation of his own political campaign, which has been a story spinning around in one version of another so much we're all dizzy, we found out that President Trump in his braggadocio has blurted out secret intelligence about ISIS. Boom, the loose cannon fires at the White House. And he doesn't blurt this out to the White House custodial staff or in the White House kitchen where the chef is frying him up a big fat burger to go. Oh no, he does this foolish chest pumping to the Russian Foreign Secretary and Russia's U.S. Ambassador in the Oval Office in a meeting where he'd even barred any photos from U.S.-based media, but did allow the Russian Foreign Office to broadcast video and pictures far and wide. Why was he meeting with them now? Well, as he curiously explained, he was doing it at the bidding of Russian President Putin. Let's hope Putin at least said pretty please. Of course, this intel was given to us by a Mideastern ally that turned out to be Israel, and we hadn't bothered to tell them we no longer could be trusted to keep secrets, and it involved ISIS, and it just goes downhill from there. Boom! Another cannonball hits the West Wing. And of course, President Trump also intimates that he may be taping conversations and phone calls, and it turns out, according to the Trump Organization sources, that has been his MO for years and standard operating procedure in his business. But oh no, of course, Comey had done a contemporaneous memorandum and shared it with other senior FBI staff after his early February meeting with Trump. So what he saw as an effort by Trump to try to persuade him to terminate the FBI investigation of former general and ex-NSA chief Mike Flynn and his extra-legal contacts with the Russians before and after the election. Whoops, someone opened a big can of whip-ass there. The president must have confused Comey and the FBI with some small-time contractor desperate for work on one of his old Atlantic City casino dream machines. And the bombs were bursting in the air, but our flag is still standing, hopefully. But what else would we have expected? Bizarrely, I'm minding my own business and reading The Economist as a diversion flying between Houston and Detroit, and there's a small box on one page distilling some points from an audience they were given with the president. Trump is talking about the economy and his so-called plans. He mentioned that he wants to prime the pump, and then goes off on a riff about how much he likes that expression, asks whether reporters have ever heard it before, and then, in his profound ignorance, he takes credit for coining the expression, priming the pump. Why not? It's only been in common use since 1932. Who's to know? Who's to care? Another bomb. Even funny. Just a huge dud. Not even funny. Just another dud. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.